morning, everybody. Welcome back. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers edition here on this Monday, November 3rd. I want to remind you that we will have production computers working hopefully this weekend. Plotline did not air 7:30 to 8 with Rick Hughes this past Sunday, nor did we cover produce church services from 11 to noon. We have a failure in the computer systems here at the studio. We're working on those. We're trying to do end runs around them right now as we get hopefully new computers to keep the station up and running and to keep this microphone on. So, again, I apologize. I got quite a few text messages. No flat line with Rick Hughes, 7:30 to 8 this past Sunday, and no church services. But we'll continue to work through it and get everything fixed up here shortly. We should be on track for this coming Sunday. One of the things that has been a stumbling block to getting the budget done on time this year has been earmarks. House Republicans, majority led by Speaker Matt Hall, have insisted that they need transparency on earmarks. It's got to be part of the legislative process. Well, in an attempt to end the showdown that's coming between the Senate Democrats, which control the Senate only by one seat, and the House Republican majority over legislative earmark transparency, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is suggesting behind the scenes a potential compromise. What is it? 45 days. House Speaker Matt Hall and his Republican majority in the House have insisted that as of part of the new legislative earmark transparency process, lawmakers who want to fund local projects with state money must publicly disclose the request 60 days before it can be taken up by the House or Senate. Well, the Senate's version, Senate Bill 596, sets that time frame as just 10 days, which Speaker Matt Hall mocked on Thursday as being very laughable. House insists on 60 days disclosure window, and the Senate won't pass it. He doesn't see anybody being able to properly scrutinize a proposal within just a 10-day short time frame. As far as he's concerned, the leadership budget agreement with the governor, House, and Senate stated that House Bill 4420 needed to be passed as part of the fiscal year 2026 budget. At that time, House Bill 4420 required that all earmark requests be released by April 1st, which is 90 days before the often ignored July 1st statutory deadline is to pass a budget. Well, since the agreement, House Bill 4420, was amended not to include a time element on disclosure, additional legislation is needed. Why did they leave that out? Oh, because they couldn't get the Senate Democrats to support it, nor would the governor sign it. So it was very simple. If you want an earmark in this next year's budget, you got to get it in by April 1st, because July 1st, we're going to pass the budget, send it to the governor for signature. Well, they didn't do it that way this year over this particular issue and others. Well, now the Senate Bill 596 addresses this deadline. Over in the Senate, they don't see any agreed-upon disclosure window in the leadership's agreement. They are scratching their collective heads about the fuss Hall has made over the matter during Thursday's theatrical press conference, where he takes unnecessary verbal shots at Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, as well as the Senate Democrats. Why? Because he's sick and tired of their games. And I wouldn't say they're unnecessary verbal shots. It's the truth. You guys just can't handle the truth. That's the problem. Well, the Senate is planning for a heavy committee week this week. However, with little to no floor action, it means that any discussions they have this week will have to sit for at least 1 week to simmer. Why? Because they're not in legislative session for voting this week. Why? Well, the 19 Senate Democrats, many of them have other pressing appointments. Doctor's appointments, health care, whatever, instead of doing their job. While the governor is trying to move on to the next item on the agreed-upon leadership agenda. What is it? Economic development. Whether it's research and development of tax credits, her proposed innovation fund, brownfield credits, or her MI Hire proposal. She'd like to see the conversation start on job creation. You see, she understands one very simple point. Michigan is losing jobs and losing people. And if there's any snowball chance in heck that they're going to keep their budget at $81.5 billion, they need taxpayers in the state. Unless we eliminate property taxes and cut the budget, because the reality is starting to set in with this governor. She's heading into the last year of her governorship. And with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation looking like it's going to die a very slow and painful death, she needs to figure out ways to create economic development. Well, what the governor wants is a compromise. The Senate wants 10 days. The House Republicans want 90. So she's saying, okay, let's basically cut the number in half. Governor's proposing a 45-day window for earmark transparency. And a couple of other technical tweaks to her proposal to get everybody back on track. Well, it's unclear at this point if Speaker Hall in the House or the Senate Majority Leader Brinks are okay with that number. Hall may feel he's coming down quite a bit from the original 90-day proposal, while Brinks may be hesitant to give another inch to someone who she feels publicly has taken shots at her at every turn. Well, Hall has made his Hall Accountability, Transparency, and Ethics proposal, known as HEAT, to shine light on what historically has been a very cloistered and arguably wasteful and corrupt process. Earmarks to force it out into the open. It means much more to him than it does to the Senate. and he's willing to hold up every Senate bill in the queue until this matter is finalized. Well, MERS News Service reached out to the governor's office, but didn't get a comment on her 45-day proposal when asked. Although the Whitmer team has been consistent in wanting to move on to economic development discussions sooner than later. Well, here's the problem. Look at the calendar. Today is Monday, November 3rd. Senate's not even in session voting this week. So what do you basically have? Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. November 11th, 12th, and 13th. Why? Because they're taking off Friday, November 14th, like normal. And then we got deer season. Their late fall, early winter break. Not going to be in session at all from November 15th, opening day, Saturday, until Tuesday, December 2nd. They'll get through Thanksgiving, finish up deer hunting season on Sunday, November 30th, and then drive back to Lansing on Tuesday, December 2nd. Basically, you got 1 week, lady, to get this figured out. Next week. So, 45-day number is being proposed by the governor. Paul and the Republicans originally wanted 90 days. The Senate wants 10. Will this work? My guess, probably not. And if that means that economic development won't happen until next year, the governor is going to be mad. Oh, you bet she is going to be mad. Why? Because when they get back in January, guess what? They got to start the budget process all over again. Will there be any money available for economic development? Not with the Republicans in control of the House. So we'll keep monitoring and see where this goes. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number one. Here's something that I think that Governor Gretchen Whitmer needs to do. Like, she's going to listen to me, but she needs to get her one-seat majority Senate Democrats to understand one thing. One thing that they have to understand. They're not going to get anything done legislatively next year. Not one thing. Everybody is going to start running for election come January 2nd. It's that simple. Why? Everybody is being replaced. Michigan is getting a new U.S. Senator, either a Republican or a Democrat. Michigan is getting a new governor. Election will be in November next year. January 1st of 2027, Whitmer's gone. She's handing the keys over to the next governor. We're getting a new Secretary of State. We're getting a new Attorney General. And everyone in the House and Senate in Lansing are up for re-election or election. They're not going to get anything passed at all on the Senate agenda. Period. Unless Matt Hall and the Republican majority get what they want. There's no compromise. There's absolutely no reason for Matt Hall and the majority Republicans in the House to cave into this governor and a one-seat majority Senate Democrat and Winnie Brinks. And her little ego is bruised. Because all the time, Matt Hall takes verbal shots at her. It's what the Democrats did to the Republicans for 2 years. When they had the trifecta, 2023, 2024, majority in the Senate, majority in the House. They didn't even allow the Republicans to speak at committee hearings. They did not take up one Republican amendment, not one, over a two-year period. And now you want Matt Hall and the Republicans to play nice? No, they're not going to. They don't have to. And they're not going to do it. So, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, if you're listening, you need to go and talk to the Senate Democrats. You need them to understand that they have got to work with you and the Speaker, Matt Hall, or you guys aren't going to get anything done. And if you think this year's budget was difficult, just wait until you get into your offices back in cold January and have to start the budget process all over again for fiscal year 2027. Because this time, the Republicans are going to be totally in election mode. Gubernatorial candidates will be out talking about it. Senate candidates will be talking about it. And yes, even some Republicans who are currently incumbents are going to be primary challenged next year. You guys are going to have to make a major, major change in the way you're willing to negotiate with the House Republicans. I'm talking to the governor and the Senate Democrats. I don't know how long you think you can hold out, but this is the way the game is going to be played for the next basically 14 months. You're not going to like it. Too bad, so sad, sucks to be you. So that's it. If you're going to get anything done, you've got to work with Matt Hall in the House Republican majority. They control the keys to getting anything passed in the next 14 months, including next year's budget. And the governor wants to get on to economic development. Sorry, governor. Not going to happen until you get your Senate Democrats in line. And that may require a new, ready for this, Trucker Randy's big bomb for today. You need to get rid of Winnie Brinks as your Senate Majority Leader. She is a far left-leaning Democrat from Grand Rapids that has absolutely been the problem in getting anything done in a timely manner in Lansing. You want to get something accomplished? Replace Winnie Brinks as Senate Majority Leader. It's that simple. I don't know who it would be, but Winnie's got to go. I think someone you might consider, Senator Sam Singh from Lansing. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, likely to